This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth, and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Go check this out. This is one of the building blocks of my recovery. I am using it every day. Check them out, heartandbody.com. Now then, sometimes in the course of human events, it becomes a necessary thing for us to dissolve the political bands which have connected us to one another. We are reaching that point here in the United States now. We're getting to the point where we're going to have to declare our personal independence from any remnant of obligation to those who have spit upon the rule of law. We owe them nothing. We don't owe them respect, we don't owe them loyalty, and we definitely don't owe them obedience. Now I want you to think about this. If you aren't driving at 3 a.m. and you come up on a stop sign, you're going to stop. If you're alone on the road, in the dark, you're going to stop. You don't need a cop to be there to stop. You do it voluntarily because you're in America, and America's a country where obeying the law is the right thing to do because the law was justly made and is justly applied, or it used to be. The law used to matter. It applied equally to everyone. We demanded it did. All of us, politicians, the media, regular citizens, there were mistakes and miscarriages of justice, but they weren't common and they weren't celebrated, and they were universally reviled. And they weren't part and parcel of the ideology of one particular party. And that was once upon, you know, there was once upon a time where you could imagine a Democrat scandal where the media actually called for the head of the Democrat instead of deploying to cover it up. It was assumed that the law mattered and that the same rules applied to everybody. It was assumed that the Constitution set the foundation and that its guarantees would be honored even if we disliked the result in a particular case. And alas, that is not our country today. The idea of the rule of law today is a lie. There is no law. There is no justice. There are only lies. Pantsuit is manifestly guilty of multiple felonies. Her fans are only denying this half-heartedly, and this is out of habit. And in the end, it's fine if she's a felon. They don't care. It's just some law. What's the big deal? It doesn't matter that anyone else would be in jail right now for doing a fraction of what she did. But the law is not important. Justice is not important. The Attorney General secretly canoodles with the husband of the subject of a criminal investigation by her own department, and the President, the enforcer of our laws, shrugs. the media, which is supposed to be the challenger of the powerful, smirks. They rub our noses in their contempt for the law, and by doing so, demonstrate their contempt for us. Only power matters. And Hillary stands to accumulate more power on their behalf, so their oaths, their alleged principles, their duty to the country, all of that heads straight out the window. But it's much worse than just one can't scandal that seems not to scandalize anyone in the elite. Just read the Declaration of Independence. It's almost like those dead white Christian male proto-NRA members foresaw and cataloged the myriad oppressions of liberalism's current junior varsity tyranny. There's one law for them and another for us. Sanctuary cities, Obama's immigration orders. If you conservatives can play by the rules and pass your laws, then we liberals will just not enforce them. You don't get the benefit of the laws you like. We get the benefit of the ones we do, though, not you. Too bad, rubes. So if you're still obeying the law when you don't absolutely have to, when there isn't some government enforcer with a gun lurking right there to make you, aren't you kind of a sucker? Don't you feel foolish like you're the only one who didn't get the memo that it's every man, woman, non-binary entity for his, her, itself? And who's standing up against this? The judges? The Constitution? Why should their personal agendas be constrained by some sort of foundational document? Judges now find rights that don't appear in the text and gut ones that do. Just to ask a married gay guy in L.A. who can't carry a concealed weapon to protect himself from the radicals. Politicians won't stand against this. The Democrats support allowing the government to jail people for criticizing politicians and clamor to take away rights merely because some government flunky put their name on a list. Their minority report on Benghazi is an attack on Trump, and to them the idea of congressional oversight of a Democrat official whose incompetence put four Americans in the ground is not merely illegitimate, it's a joke. The media is not standing against this. What do these moral abortions have in common? Well, they have short-term political gain over principle. These people are so used to the good life that a society's reflexive reliance on the principle of the rule of law brings that they think they can undermine it with impunity. So it's no big deal if we do this, they reason. Everyone else will keep playing by the rules, right? Everything will be fine as we score in the short term. The Romans had principles for a while. They got tempted to abandon principle for short-term political gain. Then they got Caesar, then the emperors, then the barbarians, and then the Dark Ages. Now, we're supposed to be smarter and more sophisticated than the Romans, who were so dumb they didn't even know that gender is a matter of choice. Our civilization is permanent and indestructible. It's not like we're threatened by barbarians who want to come and massacre us. Well, wait a minute. What about the Muslims? Oh, yeah. Forgot about them. 7th century savages going on killing sprees. Well, you know, back to the liberals, we don't owe them anything. 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 We make it easy for them by going along. They don't realize that by rejecting the rule of law, they've set us free, though. We are now independent. We don't owe them nothing. We can have a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. We can still mutually pledge that those who have earned our loyalty and their adherence to the rule of law, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, we can protect that which means something to us. Simply because they are existing as desperados now, does that mean we have to? But it will mean that we will have to stand against them. Don't be afraid of the mob. Do not be afraid of the mob. If the stuff does hit the fan, don't worry about that either. Be the fan. Let them feel your wrath for the betrayal that they have heaped upon us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I am. Where did that come from? I was running my... Bam! Prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed, I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. One of the building blocks, part of my rehabilitation that is getting me up and mobile and running around. Check them out, heartandbody.com. Coming out of Tennessee. Now, one thing that in my mind's eye that I have thought about in the past is that as a concealed carrier, I am not bound by the same rules and regulations that law enforcement would be bound by. In Tennessee the other day, there was a robbery. Perpetrator goes into a corner store, pulls out a very big blade, steals the contents of the cash register. He took a female clerk hostage on his way out the door. A customer ran to his vehicle, grabbed his gun, did not say halt, did not say freeze. He shot the perpetrator in the chest once, killing him. The hostage was unscathed. According to local law enforcement, the diseased perp had a previous criminal record. No names have been released. Pending notification next of kin. Captain Tim Mullinex has not released any of the names of any of the players in this, the hostage or the shooter that shot him. They said, we've identified the perpetrator, but we've not made notification to next of kin yet. We're having a difficult time tracking down next of kin of the person who was shot. Until we do that, we won't be releasing anyone's names. East Ridge Police did, however, confirm that although they had no prior dealings with the robber, he does have a Hamilton County criminal record. They also confirmed surveillance video shows the events inside the store during the robbery, but are not sure if it actually shows the robber being shot. The video won't be released until the case is cleared. For now, the story goes like this. The robber entered the store with a knife, stole cash and cigarettes, and took a female store clerk hostage as he tried to exit the building. They encountered a customer on the front sidewalk. The customer ran back to his vehicle and retrieved a weapon. The suspect, who was shot, confronted him, and he fired at least one round, striking him in the body. Lieutenant Mullinax went on to say that the robber was still holding the woman hostage when he was fatally shot and that the armed customer got lucky. yeah, that's the kind of luck everybody should have. I think probably what it sounds like is this guy went to the range from time to time and put a shot, you know, what do I say? Hits matter. Well, he got a good hit. And the perpetrator went down. And this cop wanting to characterize him as being lucky. Okay. I hope everybody in Tennessee that has to face that kind of thing gets just as lucky as this guy. Customer's not facing any charges, but he had hit and killed the store clerk. Charges could have been pending then, but he didn't hit the store clerk. He hit the bad guy. This is the kind of thing that the SEALs do. You know, they go in and shoot the bad guy silhouette without shooting the good guy silhouette. This is exactly what this guy did, and we've got this cop who should be very pleased that he's got law-abiding citizens watching out for other law-abiding citizens. He should be very pleased that this woman didn't have a knife jammed into her back. And, you know, instead of that, we're getting that it was a lucky shot. Local news picked up on this, too. They called the shot lucky as well. And, you know, characterize it however you like. I don't particularly care. That part of it is immaterial to me. It sounds more like this guy probably knew what he was doing, and he put a shot in center mass, and it stopped the guy, which is exactly what it's advertised to do. And he saved a hostage's life, and he didn't get in there and wait. He didn't muster. He didn't get in there and wait. He didn't call anybody. He didn't ask for permission. He didn't say, let the woman go. He shot and killed the perpetrator. Perpetrator confronted him. He shot and killed him. Listen, if somebody's crazy enough to come into you when you've got a gun on them, okay, they're not going to be, there's no way to reason with them. All you can do then is deal with them. That's it. That's all there is. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the pros and cons over covert versus overt body armor. Just because I feel like doing it, I haven't talked about technical stuff in a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. I cannot tell you how important I find heart health to be now. I mean, I'm very concerned with everything I do. And having a supplement that I can take that I trust is big. Because I don't take any other medication now. I don't take anything except Heart and Body. Check them out at heartandbody.com. There are many different types of bullet and stab spike-proof vests for sale on today's market. And they fall into the covert or overt categories, and they're all individually graded with varying levels of protection against guns and knives and spikes. What are the differences between covert and overt armor? Covert armor refers to bullet or stab-proof vests that can be worn beneath other clothing, keeping the vest invisible to the outside world. Although, when you see a police officer with it on, I mean, you pretty much can tell he's got it on. And I guess having the shirt on top of it is supposed to be give us some sort of comfort or something. But they're plated up, and they should be plated up. Overt vests, on the other hand, can be worn on top of other clothing, becoming part of the uniform, clearly marking out security personnel, law enforcement officers, or military to the public. Both of these... And let's not call them bulletproof vests, okay? Both of these ballistic vests have their own individual advantages and disadvantages, and it's crucial to remember that a bullet-resistant vest is not necessarily going to protect you from a knife or a spike, as all vests are designed with specific threats in mind in terms of their protective technology. Covert armor is important to people that want to stay under the radar. They want to be protected, but they don't want you to know that they're protected. Because these things can remain hidden beneath their clothing, that they can help to keep members of covert security teams both hidden and protected, as they still cover a number of NIJ protection levels. I have a level 3A vest. That's the one I have. Not only can covert wet vests be worn comfortably beneath a standard uniform or regular clothing, they can retain flexibility and regulate heat whilst being worn. Some covert vests can even be fitted with extra sappy plates in order to give them an extra layer of protection should there be a danger of a high level of ballistic threat or, you know, on a given exercise. These are ideal in professional covert security situations. Covert bullet and stab-proof vests allow individuals to remain comfortable, cool, and flexible. That's what this is saying. Raven, do they keep you comfortable, cool, and flexible? He says covert armor is body armor for those who feel studly even while they are eating turkey pot pies. Security staff can walk freely around on their duty with an added layer of protection against certain types of ballistic fire and knives, but invisible to the naked eye. Good stuff. It's good stuff. Overt body armor is something altogether different. If you're seeing overt body armor out there, things may be amiss. This is heavier and bulkier in appearance than overt armor. Or covert armor, excuse me. It's designed for higher protection levels and has to be worn on top of regular clothing due to its size and weight. These things protect whoever wears them up to the maximum NIJ protection level, protecting from heavy gunfire and large blades and or spikes. Overt ballistic vests are often bulkier than covert vests and heavier as they are engineered using various layers of Kevlar in order to disseminate gunfire or to trap a knife or edge blade weapon. They can be fitted with sappy plates and are often manufactured to be durable and hard-standing through all weather conditions. They often have technology to either cool down or heat up the security personnel using them. This is so they remain comfortable and protected against all environments. Overt armor has connotations of preparedness and authority. It would show a potential threat and attacker that your security personnel are professional, prepared, and confident in the face of danger. If you're going to buy one of these things for yourself, and you can buy them, well, think about this stuff. I mean, I've got one, and who did it? Fortress Survival Supply. They've got this 5-pound vest that I have. It's Kevlar vest, 5 pounds combined, goes on in an instant, and, it is not going to protect me against everything. It's a level 3A, so it's going to protect me against most handguns. And those are going to hurt a lot. Supposedly it would protect me up to 44 Magnum. I don't know that I want to try it out, though. If you're going to buy one of these things, buy for the worst case scenario in terms of the threats that you may face before you're going to make this purchase. Consider comfort and weather conditions as and when you will need the vest and take a look at the NIJ protection level guidelines to ensure you bought the correct vest in line with the caliber of weapons you want to protect yourself against. I know a couple of people that exist in these things. I've never asked, like, JT how he feels about him. I've never asked you about that, have I? Never asked Raven what he thinks about him. I saw a kid today in him, and he was able to sit down and everything. He looked completely miserable, though. This kid was a former Marine. So I would have thought that, you know, he was from this generation, like 30 years old, so I would have thought that he would be used to it by now. The thing about plates, and I've tried to train with plate carriers and ballistic vests and everything else, I don't like them. I do not like them. Coming from Raven, a little advice for those who don't already know, if your plans include extended time in this stuff and it's going to be warm or hot climate, get the exterior outer shell armor and carriers. In other words, don't tuck in your shirt when you're putting this on. Just a little thing out there. Just a little ditty concerning plates, because I don't like plates myself. My primary vest is something by a company called Agilite, which has no provision for vests in it. As a matter of fact, it's such a rare thing that they do make plate carriers, but I have their Well, I have something called the high vest, which I like. I like the high vest. And as I've lost weight, I can wear it and look more gooder in it than I used to. So, you know, that's all well and good. We're headed for the last break of the show. When we come back, a court has held that machine guns are not protected by the Second Amendment, which somebody pointed this out to me. They were like, look at this bill. Oh, no. Well, they're already registered. I don't know how much of an impact this has. And as far as machine guns are concerned, we can't buy them anyway because they're all antiques. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Fog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Indeed. Check them out, heartandbody.com. Go try the stuff. If you're my age, if you're not my age, I mean, if you're getting close to my age and nothing's happened to you yet, don't wait to try to get back like I did. That's all I'm going to say. Last week, a unanimous three-judge panel upheld a lower court ruling that guns capable of select fire, full auto, are dangerous and unusual and not protected by the Constitution. That part I do not agree with. This came from the New Orleans-based U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and a challenge by Texas resident J. Aubrey Isaac Hollis. Now, the way this case came about, I don't agree with their ruling. But that doesn't mean that I don't think this case, this particular case, was a waste of time. On May 2014, Hollis, through a gun trust, submitted a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Form 5320.1, along with a $200 fee to the ATF to manufacture a Selectfire M16 from semi-auto AR-15 components, completely in contravention of the Hughes Amendment. 4 months later, the ATF approved Hollis's application, but the same week quickly backpedaled and informed him the application was granted in error and revoked their approval. The ATF, in a letter, acknowledged a mistake and advised under the Hughes Amendment of 1986 they could not approve any private person's application to make and register a machine gun, and any resulting possession of a post-86 machine gun would be a violation of the National Firearms Act. This guy, I'm willing to bet you, Hollis, I'll bet you, Hollis knew this going in. This led Hollis to file suit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, challenging the constitutionality of the 1986 statute as well as other gun control schemes, such as the NFA and Gun Control Act of 1968. Now, the Hughes Amendment was passed on a voice vote, and what we actually would, you know, what they could do, I'm pretty sure there's probably video of that time. Play the video and get somebody to rescind this stupid law. But this is neither here nor there in this particular case. Hollis filed suit in the U.S. District Court. His attorneys argued that if an item is part of the ordinary military equipment that is protected by the Second, then it is protected by the Second Amendment, and that because an M16 is a quintessential militia-style arm of the modern day, it is protected under the Constitution. I agree with that. But the district court in 2015 disagreed with the argument. The fifth court upheld that ruling in a 22-page decision that it handed down on June 30th. Judge Leslie H. Southwick, an appointment to the bench from President George W. Bush, penned the ruling. Judges Carolyn Deneen King and Katharina Haynes, appointments by Carter and Bush, respectively, joined her. The appeals court felt Hollis wanted to have them overrule the Supreme Court's own 2008 Heller decision, which held that some restrictions on danger and unusual arms were legal. The court placed weight on the fact that just 175,977 legal pre-1986 civilian-owned machine guns are in existence, a figure far lower than estimated the number of large-capacity magazines, 50 million, and AK-AR platform semi-automatic rifles, 8 million. That previous courts have upheld as being not in common use, saying no sources allow a conclusion that a machine gun is a usual weapon. They blasted the plaintiff's argument that possession of a select-fire rifle is guaranteed by the Second Amendment as a safeguard to tyranny. Southwick wrote, Hollis seeks equality between the people and the government so that those seeking to abolish the government will have a fair chance. But self-defense, not revolution, is a central component of the Second Amendment. Once again, I don't agree with that characterization. They took a recent case by the Supreme Court holding that stun guns, while not envisioned by the Founding Fathers, still fell under the scope of the Second Amendment protection. The court pointed out that ruling hinged on self-defense and not military use. Gaetano reaffirmed that whether a weapon has a nexus to military utility is not the test as to whether the weapon receives Second Amendment protection. In summary, the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms in defense of hearth and home. Once again, I don't agree with that. The case saw amicus briefs of support filed by Gun Owners of America and the Heller Foundation, which sought donations to help fund the case. One of Hollis's attorneys, Mississippi-based Stephen Stambola, has been very active on social media promoting the case, but not commented if he will seek an appeal to the Supreme Court on last week's decision. Another one of the attorneys on the Hollis case, Alan Beck, worked on a similar case decided by the U.S. Third Circuit that was likewise held in May. Look, I got no problem going against some of these stupid laws, and the Hughes Amendment is a stupid law. However, doing it, aren't we trying to do something in court? Isn't this what we accuse don't we get out there and say judicial activism all the time whenever they try to change law? Isn't that what happens every time it comes down and upholds assault weapon bans for semi-automatic rifles? Don't we all cry judicial activism? I'm just trying to be consistent here. Do I think the Hughes Amendment is stupid? You betcha. You betcha I think it's stupid. It was designed to cull machine guns, fully automatic weapons, out of the hands of civilians. These man-portable ones that you can't pick up and run around with, these things are, you know, they're not made out of paper mache. But they do, by their very nature, because they're so lightweight and everything, they beat themselves to death if you fire the things. These crew-served weapons, which are heavier and more hardy, probably survive a little bit better. But, I mean, getting out there and, in the beginning when I saw this, I mean, everybody was talking about, when this first came out, everybody was saying, well, like, so much for the Hughes Amendment. Everybody was, in 2014, everybody's like, now people can buy brand new machine guns. A fully automatic weapon. In 1986, the lower for a fully automatic M16 was $550. And then when they passed the Hughes Amendment, it went up into the thousands. And now it's in five figures if you want to have a fully automatic man-portable rifle. If you can find somebody that will sell it to you. Because these things are getting kind of scarce. 175,977 legal pre-1986 civilian-owned machine guns. They're antiques. I wouldn't want one. I have trained. I'm sure that the M16 that I qualified with in basic training probably saw service in Vietnam. I am certain of that. I, as a matter of fact, all of the ones that we were issued, probably up to a certain point, had seen service in Vietnam. And it wasn't until we got the A2s that they actually fielded something that was relatively new. And that had the three-shot burst, which was basically just a way to keep us from dumping our magazines on the ground in either a panic or in a frenzy. So, Hughes Amendment. Tried to go against the Hughes Amendment. Tried to be judicially active. I don't believe in the same thing. I don't believe in that different, you know, what's good for them is good for me. No, we got to draw the line somewhere, folks. We'll do this again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.